Hello and welcome to Paradox, Untold Stories from Athletic Directors with Dr. Danielle Lapointe and Dr. Dustin Smith. We have some crazy and unique stories for you, which are made possible by our sponsor, Wall of Fame. At the Wall of Fame, our mission is to bring your school's legacy to life. We transform school tributes to make it easier than ever to celebrate your whole community, showcasing your school's diverse history, proudest moments, and top role models. We understand that the true value of our Wall of Fame is in your content. Whether you are starting a new tribute or adding to an existing one, we give you all the resources you need to build an interactive experience and take your content to the next level. Speaking of next level, let's check in to see what Danielle and Dustin have for us today.
All right, welcome. We are so excited on this episode to have Stephanie Blackwell with us. How are you doing today, Stephanie?
I'm good. Thank you for getting my name right.
Yes, we were just laughing about that. So hopefully the rest of, we call you the correct name for the rest of the episode. That's the goal of the episode. So,
yes.
But no, we know Dustin's doing well over there. He always is.
Always living the dream. And My good friend Steph can tell you it's always positive. It's always good in Northeast Oklahoma. And that's where we're at today. She's not far from me. And we'll discuss that here in a little bit. But I'm tickled to death to have Steph on here. I've been an admirer of hers for a while, and we've shared discussions because I was the state education coordinator in Arkansas. She was in Oklahoma, and now I've come over here to Oklahoma to the bright side, and we get to share those duties, and I get to learn from her. And so I'm pumped because Stephanie Blackwell is a legend in the NIAAA. She's won about every award you can imagine. And last year, I was so tickled they honored her at the NADC with NFHS citation. She's just a phenomenal person. She just has a great heart and has some fun stories. But I can go on gloating about Stephanie for days and hours and months. What I want to do, Steph, is we always ask this. I know you were a cheerleader at the University of Tulsa. I know how important that place was to you, and I know how you've served in the state of Oklahoma for a good number of years, and we won't divulge that. But we will talk about what makes Stephanie Blackwell, Stephanie Blackwell. What's the resume not tell us about who you are and what you like to do outside of this crazy world of athletic administration?
Well, we'll see here. I don't know if there's a lot that I do outside anymore of this crazy world. I think I've slowed down a little bit, but it's starting to all come back. I like to visit my parents. They have a farm south Bixby, and I get to go look for four-leaf clovers there. That's my favorite thing to do. So if you ever see me in a patch and I stop, I'm looking for a four-leaf clover because I will find it.
How many have you found?
Oh, hundreds.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Do you have them all?
I love
them. Them all?
Yeah, the important ones, not all of them. But like I found one on Boston Common, and you know, just different places you go, they appear. And so I know that's kind of weird, but that I like to.
I have one from Ireland, and it's in a baggie, and I know exactly where it is, so it's not weird.
Yeah, I love them. And then you know, I like to do crafts, paper crafts, to quilting, that kind of stuff, just to kind of, you know, make my hands move or whatever. I just can't sit. So those little things.
Now, I kind of just lost over the fact that Steph was a college cheerleader and at the University of Tulsa. Danielle, quick question for you. Do you know what the mascot is for the University of Tulsa?
I don't think I do.
Oh, no. You must.
Uh-oh. Can you please tell me? What is it?
Golden Hurricane. Not hurricanes, hurricane.
And it's golden.
And it's golden. And you do this now. This little, don't think I'm being something bad.
We're all doing it.
I know.
See, what's funny to me, Steph.
The University of Tulsa will love that. Thank you.
Maybe you find it funny to you as well. But how many hurricanes do we get up here?
None.
Now, Danielle, on the other hand, in Florida, gets them and has been in the direct line of some hurricane. But a funny story about Danielle.
My high school's mascot was the hurricane. So.
She came to Arkansas for the Arkansas AD conference, and she was walking about.
I know where this is going.
And you know what happens generally at noon in this part of the country? They test the sirens.
I don't.
Well, Danielle had no clue that they were
sirens. Oh, no.
And so she texts me. I'm in the setup stuff, and she's like,
by myself on the street.
She had no idea. She never heard a tornado siren in her life.
Okay, well, never go outside when you hear a tornado siren. You stay inside and you take cover.
I didn't know. I didn't. Yeah, don't. I didn't. I mean, I heard it on like the movie Twister. So, like, I guess it all makes sense. But like, I've never lived in a location where that happened. So I'm just walking down the street, minding my own business, and it goes off, and it was an overcast day. It was rainy, not like storms, but an overcast day. And I heard this, and I had no idea what was going on. And then I ran into a bathhouse. It was the closest thing to me.
You did great.
But she texted me and just said, "What's going on?" I'm like, "I'm setting up tables, and chairs."
Chairs. When are you gonna meet me?
Yeah. I'm like, "What do you mean? What's going on?"
Yeah.
So,
like, anyway, do you not hear that?
That your college mascot was a hurricane in the middle of the country.
Yes.
And not a tornado or.
No.
This is kind of like a Twister. Like,
that's right. Too. That's right. It just started, but the new football coach, not the new one, but the previous one. He started.
I think we should do a whole episode on like high school mascots or just school mascots. They fascinate me a lot. Yes. So,
well, the University of Tulsa's colors used to be orange and black, and they were changed to red, gold, and blue because they make prettier table decorations. Yes. A little pretentious, but yes.
Good word.
Best university.
I like the word.
This is an awesome university. I love that place.
So you were at the University of Tulsa, and coincidentally, you're living in Northeast Oklahoma. So let's paint on a map for people where exactly you are at Tulsa Union.
Union is, I'd say, well, South Tulsa to the east, but it's in Tulsa.
And she's 7 Oklahoma. Miles from me. Where she's at right now is 7 miles from where I'm sitting. So our districts are pretty close.
Very close. A lot of the districts are close around here. Well, in this area. And then they're not. That made no sense. But that's just how it is.
No, makes sense. I get it.
Thank you.
They're close together unless they're not.
Unless they're not. Yeah. Right.
What else Steph does, and I want to brag on this because our organization, the NIAAA, is about service and about volunteers and people committing their time to help make our profession better, not just our organization. And Steph serves as the chair of the certification committee. And so I've gotten to see her. She's the all powerful, the one who blesses and gives the CMAA or the CAA. Whatever those designations are, she hands out the ribbons at the NADC where people can have those. But Steph lives a life of service, and she's serving currently as the chair of the certification committee. So, Steph, just for our listeners that may be not aware of that process, how many certifications or how many CMAA projects have you either scored or been a reviewer of an oral presentation?
Probably 20 to 30, and that's just the brief time I've been on the committee. But it's an awesome process, and it's neat. And actually, you know, we're working on that library where hopefully others can get to take advantage of getting to see what great athletic directors we have all over the nation and other countries. But right now, the nation pretty much is doing those, and they're really neat. There's some been I've stolen some ideas actually, so they've been really neat. But it's amazing what people do and are doing, and you know, it's kind of it's actually really fun. It is time consuming, but very fun
for free.
Yes,
which is the basis of our organization. I mean, we're all about service and volunteering. Absolutely. And Steph does that really well. And
I
could tell all kinds of stories about how incredible Steph is. I call her Steph. A lot of people call her Stephanie. Some people will call her other names, but
yes, Sarah.
I mean, you can pick it. If it starts with an S, throw it out there. But she's been phenomenal and a phenomenal leader in our state. She serves on the OIAAA board. She's just a rock star in our profession, but she's really a rock star in our state. And I'm tickled to death to have her on today. So the best thing.
That's a great point though, right? Dustin, Stephanie's an all-star. She's just killing it. She's a rock star. And these things still happen.
Yeah.
These stories that warrant an episode still occur, even to the rock stars. What a great point.
Well, and some of them may be at her expense, but I mean, they're stories nonetheless. And
quite a few of them mm-hmm. are.
This is the fun that Danielle likes to have, is just the story time. And what I appreciate about Steph is I text her and said, hey, we were discussing, hey, we need to get you on the podcast. And she said, let's do it. She was all in to say, I'm in. Let's figure out a time. And so we finally got this scheduled. And here she is to be able to tell some stories. Let's laugh a little. Let's have some fun. So, Steph, I know in your distinguished career that you've had some experience with some stories that just like, did that really just happen? So I'm going to turn the floor over to you and let you begin. And I will warn you that we may interrupt. We may just ask questions based off, you'll get our gut reaction. So the floor is yours.
Oh, goodness. So I would probably say that most of these things, or especially the first one, is something I did totally wrong. But let me tell
you. You see, you start off the story that way. That's the best thing. Yeah.
So what I want you to learn from this is, well, we'll go over that in the end. But right now, it was probably 4 years ago, I was at Bixby, and I don't know if you've heard about their football team, but it's very good.
That's a humble way of saying they are dominant.
So the we were getting a new video board. Our first game of the year is always military night, so we're recognizing our veterans or anyone in the military, and then we're having planes fly over. You know, it's just a huge production. I feel like I'm at a college campus or possibly the NFL sometimes. And so I'm kidding. And so, you know, you're getting ready. We get the new video board. We have these flybys. We have people, woo. And the video board wasn't working very well, and it was just installed. So there's a guy on a lift trying to fix it. He stops for the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we have the flyover, you know, all that stuff. So I get down to the field, the video board's kind of working. I get down to the field and I look at Coach Montgomery. He kind of looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, well, why aren't we starting the game? What's going on? Steph. I go, what? And he's like, chain crew? I go, excuse me, what? Totally forgot to get the chain crew. Well, you can't have the chain crew without, I mean, you can't play a football game without the chain crew. Well, you know. Steve Smiley told me every year, get out your list. So this is my 17th year as an AD at this point, or 16th year. I thought, well, I don't need that list. Why do I need that list? So the moral of the story is always use your checklist. Check it 3 or 4 times. And, you know, just kind of, it was just a bad situation. So I looked at assistant coaches and ninth grade coaches and said, I guess you guys are going to go over there till I find someone. So they got to run the chains till I found someone. Yes. So
let me ask this question just to begin. You said the video board was kind of working. What does kind of working mean?
It means they were plugging stuff in the back, and then it all of a sudden worked for the game. And then it, it would short because they didn't have enough. Well, I still don't know why it doesn't work. I'm not there anymore. All I know is it was a horrible experience. So
everybody who has a video board on their campus understands exactly what Stephanie is talking about right now and the pain that goes in when it's kind of working.
Yeah.
You feel like the world is coming down on your shoulders.
Yes. Well, we learned after that night, and we were playing, I mean, ironically, we were playing Union that night. So I was like, oh, this isn't, I mean, one of the biggest schools in the state and well known for their football program also. And I'm like, our video board kind of walking. I forgot the chain gang. We have flyovers happening. What is wrong? So checklist, always have the checklist. But we found out that the video board, it couldn't be very bright. When the screen was white, it would shut down. Well, our colors were red, white, and blue. Okay. So, I mean, I'm like, I don't know what you want me to put up there. So we ran it at 100%.
When you think about this as, I mean, you're worried about all these other things. You're worried about the game starting, the flyover. You're wanting to honor the military. You're wanting to do all these other things. And the chain crew's obviously not on the top of that list. But then the fact that you were like, hey, let's start the game. And Coach Montgomery's looking at you like, Steph.
Yeah.
What are we forgetting? And still at that point, it's not registering with you.
No. Like, why are we not starting this?
I love this because I am also a huge fan of checklists. And I agree with you. You get to a point where you're like, I got this. Yeah. I got this. But I always fold up my checklist and I keep it in my back pocket just in case. And I'll like give it a run once over once in a while just to make sure that I'm not. And I don't even just do it with just like football games with everything, right? But like, it is, we even talked about this in our episode last week. Like, it is just such a good reminder where it doesn't even, you have so many things going on at the same time, you can easily forget the most basic thing that you would never think that you would forget, like, you know, an American flag or a chain gang. So I think I love that message. It's always okay to just have your checklist. But I also don't want to like roll over the fact that you had like a flyover. Like, that's not normal. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Probably not normal. And I guess this is this was our fifth military night. So we always had the three planes fly over and they were older planes. I don't even know what kind of planes they were. Dustin guys always are like, ooh, those planes. I'm like, yeah, those old.
Like a B-52 or something like that. I mean, it could have been.
B-bombers. I don't know what they were. But I don't know. But everyone enjoyed them and they were cool. And it was neat.
Everybody was looking up at the right time. Everybody's looking up at the planes. No one's looking down at you scrambling and looking for train gang. So you're clear. Nobody even knew.
So I got home that night and my husband said, I was streaming. Why did the game not start on time? And I was like, well, you'll never believe this. Yeah, I forgot the chain gang.
So let me ask this question, Steph. How long till you got a crew that wasn't your assistant coaches? Did it take you very long or?
No, of course not. There were parents that wanted to. Yeah. And that was what was so weird. Normally they're contacting you. So I'm like, where are these guys? Because I don't remember ever having to get them before.
Yeah. So you have to go back and listen to an episode that we had last season or two. I don't remember if it's first, second season, but we had a drunk chain gang. So I'm telling you this because it could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they got thrown out. They were drunk and got thrown out of the game. So they had to scramble to find the backups.
The backups.
Yeah, because the original chain crew got drunk and thrown out of a game.
The officials booted them from the game because they were being unruly.
That's
just to be clear, this didn't happen to Steph. They didn't get booted. She just didn't have them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I failed.
We're trying to make her feel better about it. It could have been worse.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it could have been worse. It always could be worse.
Did you ever, like, at any point, did you think, I need to go over there and run those?
Oh, heck no. Oh. I mean, I would have if I needed to, but no one wanted me over there running them because I would have been coaching people up. I'd have been like, are you kidding me? You couldn't get the first down? You get back over there and you run harder next time. I mean, who knows what could have happened? I could have been talking to Union. What was that tackle? I mean, who knows? It could have been bad. So or no one wanted coaches. Me over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a sobering reminder, such a needed reminder that the checklist is always good, no matter how long you've been. And you said you were your 16th year.
Yeah.
It's not like you were starting 16 days ago.
I felt like it at that moment. Yeah,
every eye's on you in the building. They're like, hey, why aren't we starting?
Yes. I'm like, planes. Where'd the planes go? Yeah. It was
the fact that your head football coach, he has nothing else to worry about.
He's like, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about Bixby's success, they are nothing if not a machine. They operate just how they operate. And
I sure screwed that up. It was a tad bit scary moment there for him, for my safety.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun for me just reliving this. I know in that moment, it's just, and Bixby has a good following, and this is not like it was not an important game. I mean, you got the military there, you're honoring. Union's going to bring a bunch of people just because it's relatively close, and they've had success. Bixby's had success, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
I could just say, Coach, why aren't we playing Steph?
Yeah.
He might have used my full name.
Right. Not just shortened it.
Just not shortened it. No.
From that moment forward, where did the chain gang rank on your list of how to get done?
No, they were first.
Yeah.
That was the email every Monday and Friday morning. Will you be here tonight?
Yeah. Just making sure.
Yes.
Please That's awesome.
Check in with me when you get here. Yeah.
I love that everybody we talk to has like their own thing. You have somebody who's never going to forget the American flag. And you have somebody who's never going to forget the chain gang. And you have somebody who's never going to forget security or whatever, you know, it's going to be. So I love how all of us, we're all deeply traumatized. Part of a football game that you will not forget. Oh, man.
It was it was a sobering moment, you know. Checklist. All I needed to do was the checklist. So.
And you're scarred to this day.
Yes. Yes. No. I'm getting over it, finally.
How long ago was this?
Probably 4 years ago.
Not bad. That's pretty quick.
Yeah, probably. I can finally talk about it and not like hide under the table. And
I mean, at least you got to year two. I mean, finish the year, not year two, but you finished the year. Yes. I mean, game two, mm-hmm. you were able to, and I'm sure that.
I'm still impressed that you coordinated a flyover. I'm still back there. I'm very impressed with the flyover.
That's sweet. We have parents, you know. You get them involved in that way.
That is a whole nother level. Very impressive.
Yeah.
But
we were fortunate.
It was really, I know you have, I was going to say, speaking of whole nother level, I know you have other stories for us as well.
Yeah, I have a couple others that probably aren't as good as this one, but I have another one. I've only been at Union 3 years, and it is a well-oiled machine, and I don't get to do a lot. Maybe because they know about these stories, I don't know. But the drug testing story, we do drug testing there, and we actually, you know, they create a list and we go get them. I got them once a week. We walked them to where we were drug testing. They did their stuff and we got them back to class. In the middle of someone walking them over and they filled out their form, they ran. We had a runner. Just took off. And it was their turn.
Did you run after them?
Oh, no. No. We just called security or our SROs, and they started, and it wasn't, and we didn't just test student athletes. So it was anyone that had tested positive before stayed in this pool their whole time that they were at the school, and anyone that drove on campus or any extracurricular. So it was a big, you know, it was a big group, and we tested about 30 a week. So yeah, it was a lot.
Is this like a policy at your school?
Not the one I'm at now. It's my previous school.
Got it. Okay.
So I think they still do that. I mean, back in the day, which was only a little while ago, but it showed that if you're doing drug testing, you should do over half. To over half of the pool to make sure it's something that is
thought of.
Yeah. Like, you know, otherwise, if you say you're gonna drug test, it's like, okay. And then you don't. So anyway, we have
that was why I was asking, because the schools that I've been at, you have to sign paper saying that you can drug test, but then like it never happened.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, and then
so not only did you guys actively do it, you now have a runner.
We had a runner. And so, you know, we call and I'm like, who is this? Is that an athlete? Who is this kid? Still don't know, but the SRO's founding, or she, who I don't mean it like that. I'm just probably shouldn't say names. And they came back and just, you know, thought they were going to wonk it. And I'm like, but you don't know, maybe. I don't know. And so anyway, yeah, they ran. That one was
I don't understand the mind frame, because like if you run, you're clearly guilty.
I was just like, what else could happen? Yeah, so he ran
the person
for a while.
Correct.
The person ran for a while.
Do you think that means immediate guilt?
Absolutely. Well,
it was if he didn't take it.
Right.
So he came back. The person came back, and we went ahead and I don't think it was good results. So he should have probably just kept.
I was going to say, did he pass it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he may have been on the inside of something kind of new.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's another short story. That one's a very short story, but.
Yeah, but I mean, we all do drug testing, and think about that situation. You're in that spot, and Danielle asked, did you chase after him?
No.
Did you chase after the person? I guess I should say.
Yes, correct. It's a he. Let's just go with it.
Okay.
it's always a he, Stephanie. It's always a he.
I know. That's how
on these stories. No. The runner is always a he on these stories.
No, the streaker is always the he. The streaker, not the runner. The streaker.
Same thing. I'm applying very broad running.
Yes.
So, Steph, let me ask this question. You have been a part of sporting events. Have you ever, one, had a streaker, and two, have they ever been a female?
No, and I feel like we have had a streaker at a soccer game, but it was a long, long time ago. Yes. Not here, but at the previous
place. Yeah, at another stop.
And it was a kiddo, I mean, but yeah.
At a soccer game. There's not a big audience for that.
I know. It was weird. It's Bixby.
Right. But even at this... This was not a streaker. It was just somebody who was trying to get away and not do the drug testing.
I don't know. She didn't say no sense to me. Start running. So yes. We don't know. We didn't get to that part of the story.
No, what?
Yeah. So we don't know at what point he started running. So we don't know.
Yeah, no. I look up. Well, we have, you know, there's 30 kids in there and they're sitting down. And then when it's their turn, they fill out the paperwork. And when it's their turn, we call them up, give them the cup. They go to the bathroom, bring it back, and all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of windling down. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, call this guy's name. And there's still kids in there. And they're like, oh, he went ahead and took off that way, Blackwell. And I'm like, did you think to tell me he took off that way? They were like, no. What do you want us to do? And I'm like, well, I need you to just, I mean, we can't leave the kids
alone.
Need a cup. So yeah, I just need you to hurry up and go. But so yeah,
The fact they also said Blackwell.
Yeah, they called me Blackwell. Yeah. Blackwell.
You answered a lot of things.
Right there, just by them saying Blackwell. Blackwell.
Blackwell. Yeah. They went that way, Blackwell. Oh.
They went that way, Blackwell. I'm like, thanks, guys. Thank you. That was very helpful.
I'm assuming that there's like, when you do, we do direct testing, there's one entry and one exit. It's the same door, so.
Not back then. I mean.
Dustin, did you do drug testing in Arkansas?
Yes.
Is it just me in Florida that this is not a thing? Like, we don't.
Union doesn't test.
We did them. We do them here, too. But we did them in Arkansas, and we did a lot of them. They were random, and they were the whole student body. It wasn't just athletics. So we did it for the whole student body. But we also did it.
I mean, I love that this is a thing. I'm just flyovers and drug testing. Like, my mind is just being blown right now.
Well, you've got to understand, Bixby may not mean a ton to you, but Bixby is, they're doing things the right way. But I will say, clearly, the Big Five, we call it the Big Five up here. The Big Five do, there are flyovers quite often. Especially with military appreciation stuff. We play, BA plays Owosso in the Folds of Honor game where we honor veterans. And it's been, they have flyovers for that. We're trying to arrange flyovers for that. I mean, it's a really cool deal to do it at the high school level. When I was in Arkansas, we did also for, because I was a bus driver too. So we had to do the drug testing. And I was randomly selected every time they did drug testing. And so I would go in my typical self, and I'm trying to crack jokes, trying to make a light moment. And I'm like, hey, I've got excess. So if somebody else needs, you know, I'm going to use mine, whatever. And the lady just looked at me and she just was not happy. I was like, lady, I didn't choose to handle urine all day. That's your choice. But I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to have some fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
Drug testing is a real deal here.
Yeah, and you don't mess around.
No.
You were frowned upon, I'm sure.
Yeah, she did not think that was
but
funny.
Don't run.
I thought it was hilarious.
No runners.
She did not appreciate that.
No, because I think people really do that. I think people, like...
Yes, they do. They do.
Bath, and Dustin's, like, offering it to the wrong person.
I'm just trying to help. I mean...
he's a servant leader, too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be... Service to others is just trying to, but those things are, I mean, it's intimidating at the beginning anyway, whether or not you partake in any drug whatsoever. I'll never forget. I came back from Denver where marijuana is legal. And so I told them not to drug test me then. Cause I said, it's not something I've done. I just may have been in the round somebody that has, and you just got to be aware of some things. But
Dustin, you cannot, that will not show up.
That's the way it works.
That will not show up.
That's what I told you. I was trying to have some fun with it. I know it doesn't work. I'm just trying to.
And then again. All right. So another story?
Randomly
slipping. Yeah, we need more.
Story. Let's get off
this
because obviously we're all wanting to run.
It's easy. Okay, so this one really happened to me when I was in high school, but I just feel like it should be told because there's always horror stories about cheer, and there shouldn't be, but this one was pretty funny.
I can relate to this one. This one I'm on board with.
So imagine an old hot gym in 1986. Were you even born yet? Either one of you?
Yes, ma'am, I was. Danielle was not.
I was just bored. That was very cute.
Good night, nurse.
I was a 70s baby, so
I was three.
Oh, okay. So, no air conditioning. We're moving on. No air conditioning. A gym full of mothers in tryouts of these kids. Well, I was participating in the tryout. I was a gymnast, and I kept getting hurt. And I was like, okay, I can't compete at the level I need to compete at. And so I swore I'd never be a cheerleader. And then I was trying out because why not, right? Why not? And so here's this little gymnast trying out for cheer. Knew nothing about it. I just could tumble and jump. And so, yay, I thought I'd try. And there were like 25 of us trying out for 14 spots or something. It wasn't a big tryout, but we get done trying out and it was open. So everyone saw the tryout. They charged. It was a fundraiser. I'm like, good night. No way. No way now. No. And so we're making money off these poor children's lives. And so they also told the results at that time. So they sat you down and it wasn't posted. It wasn't whatever. And they'd say, of course, they didn't call your, no, they did call your name now that I think about it. So they call your name if you made it. And if you didn't, I guess you just sat there. I don't remember because this was so tragic. This senior, I was the last one called, I guess, that made the team, but I didn't realize that. And this mother stood up and said, no one leave. No one is leaving this gym. We are doing it again. And I was like, what have I done? Like, do I leave? Do I sit down? Who's in charge? I mean, it was just absolutely crazy. And so the cheer sponsor back then, unfortunately, she really was a cheer coach. So she went ahead and said, yes, we're done. And this is the team and everyone else needs to go. But just a huge reminder of one, I was lost. So it didn't matter if I made it or not, which is kind of sad because then I ended up doing it and coached it and all that stuff. So it became a passion of mine. But just to put kids in that situation of, yeah, you made it immediately and no, you didn't. And then a mother to stand up and tell everyone to stop that is wrong.
We're doing it again.
We're doing it again.
And her name was called. Like,
yes. And I thought I think it was because my name was called. I don't know, because a senior didn't make it and I was not a senior. So I don't know if that was the case. Maybe it should have been, I don't know.
But it's the way it made you feel though, which is
yes,
the whole point, yes. Right? Like felt like it was something you did, even though it might've had nothing to do with you.
And of course,
just an emotional response at the time.
Absolutely. And I was just like, what in the world is happening? And why are we all freaking out? And so I always looked at cheerleading a little differently. I wanted it to be a sport and not that stuff. But
you also couldn't celebrate that you made it either.
No. No. Mm-mm. But I don't think I would have celebrated anyway. I would have been like, yeah, I made it. Okay, let's go. That's just me. But it also took me into another passion, you know, a little segue into stunt. Dustin said he might bring it up or not, but I love the sport of stunt. If you guys have not, anyone in the nation not aware of that, because I know everyone listens to this, but they need to. It's a great sport for female athletes, and it is a combination of cheer and gymnastics, but more cheer and quarters, and you play games, and just a great thing for female athletes to have a part of. Instead of a 2 minute, 2.5 minute cheer routine, they're doing a 45 minute to an hour game, and it's just something that I'm passionate about. So I think everyone should check out stunt, the sport.
Well, she's saying she's passionate about it. She's solely responsible for that being
no.
A state-recognized sport in the state of Oklahoma.
No.
Yes, you are.
I can feel your passion. Through the computer, I can feel your passion. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun to watch the kids, get to compete and play in that manner. Not just, you know, mm-hmm. that little 2.5 minute routine.
Well, yeah. Think how far you've come from that gym.
No
air conditioning. And
no air conditioning.
Not knowing if you were going to, should I celebrate? Should I not? Should I sit here? Should I, I mean, just think about, even then, parent issues were happening.
Oh.
I mean, think about that situation where the mom's, nope, everybody sit down. We're doing this
again. We're doing it again. I was like,
take control. And then that sparked you, even that tryout has sparked you into a collegiate career where you cheered at the collegiate level, and still the impact that you have even today. I mean, you can trace it back to even that moment when you were just a gymnast. And here you are, become a cheerleader, and that become your soiree into cheerleading. Is that situation that is still scarred into your mind or seared into your mind now from that moment of, I really want to be excited because I heard my name called, to all of a sudden the brakes got applied quickly because this mom was not happy.
Yeah.
It's still stuff we deal with. I won't say all these years later. I will say that we still deal with now.
Yes. Yes. And not the same level, probably, like immediately right after, but when your number's not posted or however that is announced in anything you're training out for, whether it be cheer or basketball or golf, tennis, whatever those tryouts are, and you don't make it or you do make it. I mean, there's different celebrations, and social media doesn't help with some of that because of what's put out there, negatively or positively.
Should we, because you didn't at that moment, should we celebrate now? Like, we could go back, pretend it's 1986 and say,
congratulations,
Stephanie. There's the excitement that you got, that got robbed from you.
Thank you.
Well, that's a very good message for not only like ADs, but parents, if any parent is listening, like, you know, and from an athletic director perspective, like, this is how it made, you know, that child's experience maybe shape the rest of their lives, or made them feel that day, or maybe the rest of the season. And I just think we have to be very cognitive of our reactions and how they affect other people, because in all likelihood, this parent was just upset that her child wasn't the one that was called. It had nothing to do with you, but like,
yeah,
that's not the way you felt at the time.
Yeah, correct. Well, and that poor child, her mom stopping a tryout or stopping this because she didn't make it. What's that teaching her, instead of, you know, comforting and encouraging? And
she's probably devastated, I mean, anyway, because her name wasn't called, and now she's even more embarrassed because
because she's not living through that kiddo.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so many wrong things, so many situations there that are.
I mean, I'm here for you guys.
I can relate to this one with cheer parents being over the top, though. This one I'm familiar with. Your other Jew stories are very foreign to me. But this one I can relate.
Hilarious. Let me tell you, Steph, if she wasn't alive during whatever happened, then she doesn't think it really occurred.
That is not true. Don't.
No. Listen. You be nice, Justin.
You be nice.
That is accurate.
I also agree.
No fighting.
I also stop agree right with now.
Everybody stop. We're doing this again.
Exactly. No.
I do like what your shout out about stunt. Not necessarily stunt, but I do believe in just gymnastics as a whole. It's just such a good sport. I have my little guy, he's only five, he's turned five in it. And I just think it's honestly, whatever sport he grows up and wants to do, he will have benefited from being in gymnastics. And I just feel so strongly about that. I don't care if he's the only boy in the class. I don't care. It's just so good for him to have all of those fundamentals. So while that's not necessarily stunt, it's kind of close.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, gymnastics is amazing. My brother and I both did it for forever, and well, it seemed forever. And I think it's, if you get into the competitive part of it, you just are a different person. I feel like there's just things that it teaches you that other sports can't. And I probably shouldn't say that since I didn't play anything else. I don't even know if I can hit a ball. I'm sure I can, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, but it taught so many things, and probably mostly discipline. And I think what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So it's a good sport. That's my love. But, you know.
So many good tidbits this episode. So many.
Thank you. That you guys did, not me. I provided the stories.
Yeah, but you even taught us on the front end. You said, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yes.
Here's the takeaway. You knew what was coming. So, and Steph, I'm appreciative of you as a person, but I'm also appreciative of you willing to jump on here. And you said, hey, Dustin, I'll do it. If it's a crazy idea, but you jumped on here and I appreciate you taking that time, carving out time for us and sharing some stories, even at your own expense, things that happened to you, but that's real life. That's what happens to us in athletic administration. Life happens. So I want to tell you, thank you first off for your service to the NIAAA and our profession, but secondly, for taking the time to jump on here and tell stories with us.
Well, that is very kind of you. And I kind of pushed you a little bit, Dustin. I said, hey, what about me?
I didn't know that.
Yes, a little bit. Because he was at, Dustin does an amazing job. He's so articulate that I love it. So he gets to speak for me. Often I just kind of look at him and go, can you take this one? But he was talking at an athletic director's meeting we had on the northeast side of the state. And he was talking about podcasts and encouraged people that's another way to find information, those kind of things. And it made me think. And then he was like, well, you know, I do one. I was like, yeah, hello. So
I've been waiting for my phone call.
What I want to say is thank you for letting me be a part of it, because I've learned stuff too. And I love learning or getting different perspectives. So thank you guys for doing these episodes.
Oh, I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experiences. I think they were really unique and valuable. So thank you again.
I hope so. And I have more funny stories, but probably not for public viewing.
We can tell those at the NADC. Let's do that.
That's right. I like it.
That wraps up this episode. Thank you for listening. And thank you to our sponsor, Wall of Fame, who excels at telling your school's stories and supports us in telling ours. Check out the description of this episode for a link to receive a discount on all Wall of Fame products. We are looking forward to the next story and hope you are too.